This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. John Muir is California's most famous naturalist. But although we have many places that bear his name, from Muir Woods in Mill Valley to the trail that traverses the Sierra Madre, most of us know relatively little about the man himself. Until a year ago, that was true for Don Baldwin, until he got the idea to do presentations about Muir in costume and character. In researching the role, he discovered that Muir, born in Scotland 171 years ago this month, was a dynamic man of many interests.
You think about a naturalist or an environmentalist who started the Sierra Club and lobbied against damming up the beautiful Hetch Hetchy Valley for water for San Francisco, but you don't realize that he was an adventurer par excellence. He was well known as a rock climber and mountain climber.
Baldwin, a retired Methodist minister from Santa Rosa, had previously performed as the theologian John Wesley. He says he found Muir to also be a deeply religious man.
Muir was raised a very strict Calvinist Christian, and the Bible was literally beaten into him. If he didn't memorize everything perfectly, he got whipped, and he knew the entire New Testament by heart. I gather he always carried the New Testament with him, but he translated it into the Gospel of the Mountains. He said, "Climb the mountains, I tell you, and get there good news. Nature's peace will flow into ye as the sunshine flows into trees. The storms, they blow their energy into you, and the winds their freshness, and your cares will drop off like autumn leaves."
That's a small sample of Baldwin in character, in Muir's own words. As he studied Muir's personal history more deeply, Baldwin was surprised to discover that his subject was also an active inventor.
He invented clocks and marvelous contraptions, a desk that would hold a book and it would turn the pages, and then when you were done, it would close the book and open up another one. And he invented a bed that you'd set the clock and lay down, and at the appointed hour, it would dump you out of bed in the morning.
Luther Burbank was a contemporary of Muir's, and both men shared a passion for plants, but Baldwin says it's unclear if the two ever met.
Burbank and Muir apparently never met, or maybe only met once. Their lives were connected by parallel experiences, and one was their scientific knowledge. Muir's interest in botany was incredibly developed, and he took copious notes all his life of every plant and flower. And also, early in Burbank's career, he worked as a mechanic. They were both very mechanically gifted.
The dual legacies of Luther Burbank and John Muir will come together, in a fashion, next Sunday afternoon, when Baldwin brings his John Muir in Person presentation to Burbank's Gold Ridge Farm in Sebastopol, part of the annual Earth Elders event at the historic farm. Baldwin will also be appearing at the Unitarian Church service in Santa Rosa on Sunday morning. Both events underscore what he sees as Muir's continuing contemporary relevance.
With all the environmental issues before us, his voice is stronger than ever, and his words are prophetic. When you think about the crisis that we face now more than ever with the environment and with global warming and the climate changes, and the needs of a population that is ever expanding.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.